Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The intelligence on him. Where was the intelligence on the stolen weapons? There was a 308 that was stolen. There was a Glock that was stolen. The rental cars, his prior radicalization. Where's the information on this guy? That's what I want to know.
That was terrorism expert Aaron Cohen on with Fox talking about all the things we still don't know about the suspect in this terrorist attack. We still don't know that there was necessarily a connection with what happened in Las Vegas, although they've not ruled that out, given the fact that it was an Elon Musk built Tesla truck in front of Trump Tower. I mean, it seems obvious. You'd want to look into that. I'm sure that they are right now. Let's get to Jim, please. All right. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent joining us for the first time in 2025. Good morning to you, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Glad we could get you on here this morning. You know, that guy was talking about the investigation here, obviously, but the bigger question here is national security, and there were reports that that truck that he used had been in Mexico at some point in the last few days, had been seen at a border checkpoint. I mean, there are lots of questions here about what's going on and who might or might not have dropped the ball, right?
Yeah, and then underlying this is the deeper problem, which is we don't have any confidence that they're going to be able to find out, and if they do find out, that what they tell us is going to be the truth. In other words, that's the deeper problem here, particularly with regard to the Bureau, that we don't trust them anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them on a competence level as much as I used to, and I certainly don't trust them on a transparency level. And the message here for Kash Patel, and I'm sure he knows this, is he's got to emphasize truth and transparency when he takes over. In other words, we're not going to tell people things that aren't true. Like, this isn't a terrorist thing, which she says. She was programmed to say that. I mean, they had to be trained to say that.
Yeah.
Trained to say something that they knew, that they should have known was not true, at minimum knew that they could not say that and present that as the truth. Why do they say it? Language needs to be meaningful, Mark. And this business about, well, it's radical extremism. No, it's radical Islamic terrorism. So truth, transparency, and using language that is meaningful and describes reality. I mean, that's what we need from the Bureau going forward.
Yeah, it's true. It's good. And, you know, Jim, I also want to get your thoughts on something. You know, I heard somebody, maybe Tom Holman, somebody said things are going to change rapidly when Donald Trump takes over. I can't imagine changing something that quickly within a bureaucracy the size of the FBI. I mean, that's like turning around a freighter on a dime. You can't. It's just going to take some time to implement change in an organization that big, right?
Yes, and that would be true even in the private sector, much less in the government. And so those of us who want to see this change and supported President Trump in part because we wanted this change need to be reasonably patient and have some confidence that, I mean, the whole point of picking somebody like Patel is to reassure all of us and all of America that, he's going to be in there working for that change. So I don't think we can't expect this to happen overnight. Now, what he can do, he's got to get confirmed. What he can do is immediately establish to the top levels of the Bureau, including the senior career people, what his priorities are. And watch very carefully to see who is willing to go along and faithfully implement those priorities, and then to take steps against those who are resisting him. And your authority to do that is somewhat limited in these agencies. You can't just fire career people, but there are things you can do. So, yeah, we have to be patient, and I think we have to be confident in the leadership that President Trump is going to provide here. And I am. I absolutely believe this is a priority. And I think everybody in the administration knows this is one of the president's priorities.
Jim, I'm taking a left turn here, but I know the House is voting on the speaker tomorrow, and Trump has been encouraging them to back Mike Johnson. How do you see this playing out?
Well, of course he has. I'm glad the president did that. I think he's going to need to be involved more personally. How do I see it playing out? My guess, and everybody understands the situation, that they need virtual unanimity. And that's very difficult in any group of 217 strong, or I guess it's 219 now, strong-minded people. So this is hard. But unless another person comes out before tomorrow and absolutely says they're voting against him, if I had to guess, Kim, I'd say he's going to get it by one or two votes. I think he'll probably get through, because you all know that the House can't do anything until the speaker is elected. So they can't even open the Electoral College ballots until the speaker is elected.
Yeah, I did see where they're also going to try to change the rules so it takes nine people to challenge the speaker instead of the one that's currently in there. Do you think Democrats would vote for that? They probably enjoy the controversy.
I got to be fair to Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, he has... first of all, it's very tempting when you're the minority leader, and I've been that when I was in the Missouri legislature. It's very tempting to take any step that screws up the majority, even if it hurts the House as an institution. I'm not going to sit here and crime him if he's thinking about doing that. I mean, look, I was there. You know, I did it a few times myself. But on the other hand, he has acted very responsibly in a number of instances. That would be a very good rules change.
Yeah,
I mean, so that you're not just at the mercy of one person. There needs to be a block of people, and that's the best guard against people doing it for frivolous reasons.
That's a good point, Jim. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good as always.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon, former Senator Jim Talent. There, great to get his thoughts on that speaker's position too. I'm glad Kim asked him that question. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. We've also got Jeff Hunter. There's a new generation out there. What are they going to face when it comes to AI?
Get more at 971talk.com.